We're looking at the work of the gospel. Last week I spoke about the benefits of salvation.
There's
incredible things that God does for us. We said, forget not, don't forget about these benefits. Your sins are forgiven. You inherit eternal life. You're born again. God makes you new with a new heart and a new spirit. He gives you the gift of the Holy Spirit. He adopts you into His family. You have peace with God. You have access to God. There's joy inside of you. These are some of the benefits we considered last week. And I wanted to go on, but I ran out of time. There are other changes that take place when you get saved. I want you to begin to understand that your whole life is actually going to change. And sometimes these things happen slowly. Sometimes they happen very suddenly. You wake up and you realize God wants you to be different. That's why He's changed you on the inside. Now you've got to let it out. You've got to start living this different life. Because you've been born again, you've become a new creature. Have you ever seen this?
If I eat a nove,
a goat. You know what a goat is?
A wuss.
I hope you have different words for this in Malagasy, because the Bible speaks about goats and sheep. They're very different animals. I don't know if you've ever spent time close to a goat and close to a sheep. They're very different animals. If you're a farmer and you're farming with goats, it's different from farming with sheep. It's interesting, goats are survivors. They're tough, they're hardy, they survive easily. They eat anything. They eat all the grass. Then they eat some of the dirt. They just survive. And if they're on the road, they get out the way when a car comes. Not always, but most times. And that they don't have very nice fur. They don't have wool. They've got just short hair. The sheep is different. The sheep seems almost stupid. He's more fussy about what he eats. He needs to have more care. And if you leave him in the road, he's going to be killed for sure. So you need to care for sheep. But goats seem to take care of themselves. Now, I've never, ever seen a goat turn into a sheep. A goat is a goat and a sheep is a sheep. I've never stood there and seen this one turn into that one. You would be amazed, wouldn't you, if you saw that happen? You'd call people. Come and look. This used to be a goat and now it's a sheep. It's changed in its nature. It's changed in its behavior. But you know what? If you've become a Christian, that's happened to you. You were a goat. And now you're a sheep. You've changed completely. You're a different creature. You behave differently. And you have different needs. The goat's happy to take care of itself and eat rubbish. But you know, a sheep is a better thing. And as a sheep, you have needs. You need to be cared for. You need to be fed. And you need to be protected from the traffic. God becomes your shepherd. And you are safe in His shepherding. And He feeds you. Good green pastures. He gives you a good place to grow in His care. Now you need to be that sheep. When you are a Christian, you need to start living as a Christian. Some of you need to stop being a goat. You don't live like a goat. The rubbish of this world isn't good enough for you anymore. You understand there are people in the world who are happy to live like goats. But you are not a goat anymore, you are a sheep. You need to live as a sheep. Change your diet. Don't eat the sin of the world. Don't live in the sin of the world. Change your bed. No sleeping on the ground anymore with the world. Sleep on a soft mattress like a good sheep. See, the world is happy with nothing. It's with destruction, with sin. Lying, stealing, sex outside of marriage, envy, jealousy, bitterness against people and gossip, betraying one another. Sheep don't do that. Goats do that. You're not a goat anymore. You've got to live like a sheep. And so as the gospel gets a hold of you, you take sides. You stand for God and against sin. You've literally crossed over in the middle of the battle to join the other side. You used to be an enemy of God, but now you are a friend of God's. You are now at war against your old friends. You are at war against the world. Worldliness. You're at war against the flesh, your sinful nature. And you're at war against the devil. And until Jesus comes back, you and I are at war. How are you fighting this fight? Are you taking a stand? Your sinful nature used to be in charge. You used to listen to the flesh. The flesh said, I want this. And you would try to take it. That's lust. You want something, even materialism. Money, sex, power.
Vola ni firaisanara no fotsiny a ny fahefana.
The things that appeal to the flesh.
Ny zavatra manintona ny nofo.
You used to pursue them.
Na zatra anao dia hoe reny no arahanao.
Don't tell me you didn't.
Aza miteny anao hoe tsy nanao an'izany anao.
You're just proving to be a liar. Everyone used to run after the things of the flesh. But now, you have changed. You now have a new commander, a captain, a chief. It's Jesus. The flesh used to be your commander. But Jesus is now your commander. It's not just a question of living a more moral life. It's not your old life made better. No, it's your old sinful fleshly life put to death. You are born again by the Spirit of God to live for the Spirit. You are now a spiritual person, a sheep and not a goat. Living for Jesus and not the flesh. So your hope shifts, your hope moves. Your hope, what you hope for. It moves from earth to heaven. You used to hope for things for yourself. Money.
Fool.
Your looks, how pretty or whatever you are. What people think of you. I'm a cool guy. I'm a hot chick, whatever. You're a beautiful girl. You're preoccupied with those things. Fame and power. Prestige. Those are the things that used to occupy your thoughts. Those are the things that belong to goats. You're thinking like the world. God says stop. Change the way you think. Start to think about matters of eternity. Your values begin to change. The gospel comes and presents to you the kingdom of God and says, in the kingdom of God, we don't run after those things anymore. We don't care what people think of us, we care what God thinks. Do you like my shirt? I don't care. Am I dressed smart enough for you? I don't care what you think. I ask God. And he says, you're fine, my boy. You're okay. Don't draw attention to yourself. Don't try to look spectacular in the eyes of man. Don't try to take glory for yourself. You're living for the glory of God now. Your values change. What do you consider precious? Is it something from earth or something from heaven? Really? What are you living for? What do you want? What are you hoping for? More land? please, man, Madagascar can sink under the water if God wants it to.
Madagascar nge afaka miletika any ambany rano raha izay tian'Andriamanitra.
A big earthquake can come and bam, it's gone.
Afaka misy horohorontany be dia tonga dia tapitra.
No more Madagascar.
Tsisy Madagascar intsony.
What are you living for?
Inona no antom-pisiana antom-piainanao?
More money?
Vola betsaka kokoa ve?
A bigger business?
Fesana ve asa ngeza kokoa ve?
It won't be in heaven. It's all going to burn. It's going to be burnt up. You learn to value the things God values. Lesson upon lesson. One lesson after another lesson. One discovery after another discovery, you realize things about God. Is God sentimental? No, many people are sentimental. Oh, this is my special photo frame. It was given to me 20 years ago. It's got a picture of my boyfriend. I don't know what you're sentimental about. Look after things well, but sentimentality is like worshipping tradition. Did you ask this question? Is God sentimental? Does God value tradition? Does he? See, when you become a Christian, all your thinking is now going to be assaulted, attacked by the Word of God. And the Word of God's going to come to your life and say, your thinking has to change. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. God wants to change the way you think by using His Word. He wants to challenge your values, bring you kingdom values, sheep values instead of goat values. There must be change. What are your sacred cows? What are the things that you hallow, the things that you think are most important? God wants to come to your sacred cows and He wants to turn them into hamburgers. The idols that you hold dear, God wants to destroy. Sometimes He breaks your heart. Something used to be very precious to you, and He says, it's an idol, it must go. He wants to be your satisfaction. He wants to be your goal. What is a goal? It's what you're aiming at. You have a life goal. Some people, their life goal is to be on television. Or maybe your life goal is to be well known and respected. God wants that He Himself is your life goal. That you are aiming your life at Him. If I'm going to line up the energy I have in this life and kick for the goals, when God is my goal,
when
I aim my life there, I can score points that go on the heavenly scoreboard. But when I make the earth my goal,
farantano ataoko tanjona.
And I try to score points there in this world.
Tete amony bola amin'iny a.
Ah, look, they respect me.
Oh,
look what I've achieved. Look what I own. Look what I've built.
And
God comes and He judges it. And He says, you thought you scored 7 goals. Like an awesome soccer game. Like a very good soccer game.
I mean,
when do you score 7 goals in a soccer game? So you think you've done so well. And then God says, but you were kicking in the wrong goalposts. You were scoring goals on the wrong side of the field. That's the earth there. Here's the heavenly goalposts. You actually have zero. On the heavenly scoreboard. Because you aimed your life at the wrong goalposts. What goalposts are you aiming at with your life? You know, the other day I was convicted in my heart, challenged by God. I had to ask myself this question. How much am I protecting and defending my own life? How much am I trying to build a life of comfort for myself? What is comfort for yourself? It's the things that make you feel satisfied. Oh, thank you, God, there's water. Thank you that we've got Jirama. Electricity's working. It's a blessing. Oh, I'm feeling, oh, thank you, I've got some food. Thank you, God, I've got clothes to wear. Sure, we should be living for all these things. Thankful for them. But God said, is that it? Is that the life you're trying to build? It's all for you. All the things you're thinking of that have satisfied you. But are you willing to surrender everything for Jesus? Are you living for Jesus or are you just living for these comforts? Why are you satisfied with those things? It's not enough. The only thing that should satisfy me is when I know that I'm living my life for Jesus. Obedience to my new captain. Not just constructing a safe, normal life. But a life where if Jesus says go, then you go. If Jesus says give, then you give. If Jesus says stop that thing, then you stop that thing. A life where Jesus is in charge. My ears are open. My feet are ready. And I'm willing to sacrifice anything because He is my goal. He is my satisfaction. And so now I get to this text I want us to read. You know it.
I know it is.
But we'll read it again. 1 Corinthians 3:11-15.
Koritiana voalohany toko fatelo ny faraky ambe folo ka hatramin'ny dimy ambe folo. Fa tsy misy mahay manao fanorenana hafa tsy izay natao dia Jesosy Kristy. Ary raha misy mandrafitra volamena na volafotsy na vato tsara na hazo na bozaka na mololo eo ambonin'ny fanorenana dia aseho avokoa ny asan'olona rehetra fa ny andro no ampiseho azy satria aseho amin'ny afo izany andro izany. Ka dia hozahana toetra amin'ny afo ny asan'olona rehetra raha maharitra ny asan'olona izay mara izay narafiny teo ambonina dia andray valipitia izy raha olevon ny afo ny asan'ny olona dia ho fatiantoka izy fa ny tenany kosa dia ho vonjena nefa toy ny avy ao amin'ny afo ihany izy.
These words are true.
Ireo teny ireo dia marina.
This is the word of God.
Tenin'Andriamanitra io.
How can it be that you could build with two different kinds of materials and not realize the difference?
Ahoana mahatonga an'izay hoe enao manangana zavatra anankiray a amina matera anankiroa dia tsy hitanao akory ny mahasamihafa anazy?
When you go out there and you build a house,
rehefa mivoaka ianao ohatra dia manangana trano,
you get bricks,
dia maka brika ianao,
and you put them together,
apetrakao miaraka,
to build a wall,
mba hanaovanao rindrina.
You aren't accidentally building with, I don't know, pieces of plastic.
Tsika sendra fotsiny lasa zavatra plastika nanangananao an'ilay rindrina.
When you take a brick,
rehefa maka brika ianao,
you know you've got a brick.
Dia fantatra hoe brika izany ny azonao.
But this text,
fa ito teny ito a,
suggests that people are building with different materials. Even on the same foundation. Some people are building on another foundation entirely. People in the world building for the world. But when the foundation is Christ, you have the right foundation, and only what is built on Christ will last. Now each one has the opportunity to build. With gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble, which is all the bad material. This text says that what you do in your life is going to be tested at the end. And you've either been building with precious materials, or you've been building with materials that get burnt up in the fire. In the broader context, in this passage, Paul is writing to address people that want to promote Paul or Apollos. They're trying to promote one of two leaders, Paul or Apollos. And Paul is saying it doesn't matter. Neither Paul nor Apollos is important. Says one man plants, another man waters. God produces the growth. So the man isn't important, God is important. I come to understand in that context that building with precious materials involves building for Jesus with the goal that Jesus gets the glory and not you. You're building what Jesus wants to build, not what you want to build. You are a laborer for him, not for yourself. I certainly believe that in our lives, God has given us opportunity to serve him or ourselves. But guaranteed, all the investment you make in yourself is going to be burnt up and removed. If I'm just doing this for me, for my comfort, for my goals, it will count for nothing in eternity. But if I'm doing this with his Spirit, with his grace, and for his glory, then it will last into eternity. In fact, Jesus himself wants to empower your life by his Holy Spirit. And therefore, what you are building, you are actually building with heaven for heaven. That includes your whole life. How you surrender to God's thinking. How you use your tongue to speak. Can be speaking for yourself or speaking to hurt someone else. Or speaking psalms, hymns, and songs that edify. Can be speaking words that bless or words that curse. How you build your marriage. You could make it all about you and whether you're getting what you want. Or you could say, Jesus, I need your help. I want to build a marriage that glorifies you. Where I love sacrificially for the sake of the other person. You could be thinking of your work as making you rich. Or you could look for every opportunity to give and bless. To give away what belongs to you. Or do you always keep what belongs to you? One is towards you, one is towards the kingdom. When God said it's more blessed to give than receive. Have you made up your mind to live a generous life? Because otherwise everything you stored up for yourself, it will be burned. Wood, hay, and stubble. But what you are generous with, God writes a score, goal. Goal, you scored a goal in the kingdom of heaven. Another one. There's living like a goat, living like a sheep. Living for the world, living for the kingdom. Jesus did everything to set you up on the right road. Forget not his benefits. Now what do you do as you live your life? Let's pray. Jesus, we understand that sanctification is a theological term. But we don't want academic theology. We want radically changed lives. May we be holy because you are holy. May we live in obedience to Jesus as Jesus obeyed his Father. Help us by your grace, Lord. Change our thinking. Help us to walk in your ways. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.